Morning. Exodus chapter 12, and we'll be a little bit in Romans chapter 6 and Galatians chapter 4. But if you'll turn in your Bible to Exodus chapter 12.
今天早上我要跟你们大家分享是出埃及记第十二章，我也讲的，也要讲些罗马书第六章第六节，然后是哥罗西书 chapter 4.
And then Galatians 4 and Romans 6. If you look at verse 2 of Exodus chapter 12, you'll see something that refers a little bit to where we are today in this culture.
如果你看12章第二节，你会看到这边讲到是说，就跟我们今天文化也差不多的地方。Moses
writes that this month shall be the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year for you.
这边说你们要以本月为正月。
So whatever we're going to study has to do with something about a new year for Israel.
所以今天我们要学习的地方就是说，以色列人是以哪一个地方是一个新的开始？
And it's a year of freedom instead of a year of slavery.
这个开始是他们自由的开始，是他们结束他们的奴隶。
So before we look into God's word, then let's pray. Thank you for the singing, Father, that we have enjoyed. Thank you for the ability to worship you in the name of Jesus Christ.
谢谢主，我们今天感谢你在诗歌上敬拜，让我们在祷告中敬拜，让我们一起到你神面前。
We're reminded of the blood of Christ as we come to the communion table, and as we look at this passage, we're reminded of blood.
当我们看到这一章的时候，我们看到主耶稣，你在你的圣餐面前，你自己的宝血来为我们洗净我们一切的罪。
For we know the Bible teaches us, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sin.
主耶稣，我们知道在圣经上教导我们，若不流血，我们的罪就不洗净。
We come to you boldly now through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us.
我们今天大胆来到你面前来，是因为耶稣基督为我们死。
I ask for clarity as I teach the word and for Terry as she translates. And may all of us put ourselves under the authority of Scripture. I pray in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
According to the anti-slavery group, Anti-Slavery International, there are 20 million slaves in the world today.
根据反奴隶制度，国际反奴隶组织，他讲到今天在这个世界上还是有2000万的人在奴隶制度之下。
The United Nations estimates that over 200,000 children are enslaved, many from Asia, and brought into countries of the West.
在联合国的组织里面也估计，现在有20万的小孩，他们还是在被。 从主要是从亚洲各地方被买来，还是在奴隶制度下。
The countries in the world that are major sources for trafficked children or trafficked people are Thailand, China, Nigeria, Albania.
在这世界上最主要贩卖孩童当奴隶的是有中国，有泰国，还有奈及内亚，还有。
Bulgaria,
还有柬埔寨,
Belarus, Moldavia, and Ukraine.
还有, 保加利亚,
many women and many children have forced to work in the sex industry.
许多妇女跟孩童，他们被迫成为性奴隶。
We're thankful that someone in our church is involved in counseling and rescuing women who have been caught and trapped in this business and are now seeking freedom.
我也很感谢主，在教会中有许多人在为这些受到这样奴隶的人，为他们来辅导，让他们能够在这里面得到自由。
And as awful as physical slavery is, spiritual or psychological slavery is as bad.
这在身体上被奴隶，这 在信仰、在心灵上被奴隶，跟这个身体上被奴隶的是一样的糟糕。
There may be people in this room. Certainly, there are people that you will see at the mall that are slaves today.
今天有许多人，你可以也许在我们中间可以看到，或者是在你去买东西的那个商场里面也可以看到这些人。
And you may look around and say, well, David, I don't see the chains, I don't see the shackles. What do you mean that we could be enslaved today?
也许你看看说，你跟我讲说，我并没有看到人被绳子捆绑，被什么东西捆绑，你怎么说我们中间有奴隶呢？
The slavery that I'm talking about is far worse than the slavery of a shackle or a chain. It's the slavery of the mind.
但是今天我要跟你们讲到奴隶，并不见得是外面有形的捆绑，乃是讲我们心灵上被捆绑。
One of the great crises in American culture today is this word called addictions.
今天在我们美国的文化里面有一个词叫做addiction.
Or people who are compulsive gamblers. It's all they can do is gamble. And they're slaves to gambling. There's some people that are addicted or enslaved to the internet.
因为很多人他也对着那个网络，他们上了瘾，他们被成为上网络的奴隶。
And so all we can do is go on the internet.
因为他们所能做的就是去上网。
And go to places that put our mind in bondage.
因此他们就把他们的灵魂就好像被奴隶住了，被捆绑。
Some of us are enslaved to looks, how we look.
有些人他们被为他的外在的容貌而被成为奴隶。
And everything we do, it focuses upon how we are perceived by others.
所以我们常常我们好像感觉就是要别人的称赞，别人的认许，我们才得到满足。
Some of us are enslaved to grades.
很多人我们是被恩典奴隶。
We bought to a culture that describes success as the schools that we go to.
很多时候我们就觉得说我们的工作我们的学校我们是被这样子的名声所捆绑。
I never forget a Bible study I taught about 3 or 4 years ago at Wyckoff.
在3-4年前我在 Wyckoff 这个有一个查经的时候。
And we were talking about discrimination.
我们在那边讲到被歧视。
In the book of James.
在雅各书。
And this young lady who I don't know, I don't believe I've ever seen since that time, about 4 years ago.
4年前我还有一个女孩子，4年前我并不认得她。
She broke down in tears.
她在我面前哭了。
And as a young Asian, she felt discriminated in her family because she was a girl.
因为在她觉得好像在她家里面被歧视，因为她是个女孩子。
And she had graduated at the top of her class in high school.
在她高中的时候，她以最优秀的成绩毕业。
And her brother was just a so-so student, not very good, average student.
她的兄弟只是一个很普通的学生，不怎么好。
And her brother got to go to one of the Ivy League schools.
可是她的兄弟却能够进到常春藤学校。
And she was not allowed to go to that school.
可是她却不允许去。
And she felt enslaved to the customs of a culture that didn't look down on her, that looked down on her.
所以她觉得她是在那个中国那种歧视女孩子的文化下，她有被歧视的、被奴隶的感觉。
So slavery and bondage is something that can occur without chains.
所以奴隶或捆绑有时候并不需要什么铁链子来做。
We can be addicted to pornography. We can be addicted to gambling. We can be addicted to these things, and we're enslaved to them.
常常我们在赌博上瘾，我们在看那些黄色杂志上瘾，所以我们就变成这两样事情的奴隶。
But this message this morning is about a new year. This message this morning is about freedom in Jesus Christ.
今天早上我们所要讲的信息就是我们如何有一个新的开始，如何在里面我们可以有个新的开始。
If we look at Exodus chapter 12, we come to the end of a great battle between.The gods of Egypt and the God of Israel.
如果我们看到十二章的时候，我们可以看到一个伟大的战争正在结束。一个战争是以神为主的，一个是以埃及法老王为主的。
And in Exodus chapter 12, we come to the last what we call the plagues.
在十二章的时候，我们讲到最后一个瘟疫。
Or the contest between the gods.
这就是 神之间的战争。
And our God wins.
那我们的神却赢了。
Now my 90-year-old mother gave me a very cool gift for Christmas.
我90岁的妈妈给我一个很不错的圣诞礼物。
It's called an iPad.
叫做 iPad.
And Gerald has one. Show it. Stand up and just show him what it looks like, Gerald.
Gerald, 我们中间 Gerald 有一个，他可以站起来给我们看看。
Well, I used to watch Gerald come to Sunday school with his iPad, and I said, that's just nothing. That's a passing fad.
在过去，我常看 Gerald 把这个 iPad 带到教会来，我就是觉得这也没什么了不起的，也不过如此。
I think I'm now enslaved to the iPad.
但是现在我却变成 iPad 的一个奴隶。
And there's all kinds of games and reports and things you can get on it, and it's a very useful servant.
这个 iPad 它里面是真的是一个很好使用的工具，因为里面有所有的音乐，有各样的报告，有各样的书籍。
There's one game I downloaded. I think it's called Osmosis.
Yeah, 中间有一个游戏叫做 Osmosis.
But you start out as a small little blob, and you move this around, and you try to capture other ones, and you get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then you move to the next level.
因为这开始是一个小小的东西，可是你移动来移动去的时候，你慢慢就把别的拉过来，你就变成越来越大。
Here I am at my age playing these stupid games, but can you believe it? Don't say that.
你们相不相信？以我这个年龄，我还在玩这些游戏。
And what's going on in the first 11 chapters of Exodus is God is proving that he's the biggest.
在出埃及记前面11章里面就讲到神是向他们显现表明他是最伟大的。
Egypt worshiped the Nile and God turns the Nile into blood.
因为埃及人他们崇拜尼罗河，神就把尼罗河的水变成血。
Egypt worships the frog, and God says, I'll give you millions of frogs. And they say, we don't want any more frogs. And God is more powerful than the frogs.
当埃及人他们是非常，他们信仰青蛙神，所以神就耶和华就把成千上万的青蛙给了他们。那埃及人就呼叫说，请你把那个青蛙拿走，我们不需要了。所以神又再一次证明他的权力是超过他们的。
Egypt worships the sky, and God sends from the sky.Huge hailstones and destroys the Egyptian households.
当埃及人他们崇拜天神的时候，神就把大风暴、大风雪来大风暴、冰雹降下来，让以色列埃及人害怕。
And it's almost like on every screen, God says, "I'm the biggest, I'm the biggest." And one of the things that happens in this game, it says, "You're terminated."
所以好像在每一个荧幕上面，神都他们讲说我是最大的，我是最大。可是在这个游戏里面，他说你会被毁灭。
And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob terminates the God of the Nile.
所以我们知道亚伯拉罕、撒、雅各的神，他把所有埃及的神都毁灭了。
And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he terminates the God of the frogs.
然后亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神也把那个青蛙毁灭了。
And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in Exodus chapter 12 will terminate the God of life.
在十二章里面就讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就把这个埃及的生命，他是生命的神。
And finally, at that point, it's game over.
然后在那个时候，那个游戏就完毕了。
And the slaves are free.
然后那个奴隶就被释放。
We look at Exodus chapter 12.
我们来看出埃及记十二章。
What God wants to do is to bring freedom to a nation of slaves.
这里所要讲的是，神要把一个原本为奴隶的一个民族，把他们释放出来。
Slaves who have been building for Pharaoh cities.
这些奴隶是在那法老建城墙。
Slaves who have been building pyramids.
在那这些奴隶在那里建金字塔。
Slaves who have been forced to go through the killing of their own children.
这些奴隶他们被迫要把自己 生的孩子要杀掉。
Because Pharaoh had ordered that all the children, all the male children had to be killed.
因为法老王下命令说，所有以色列的男丁都要生下来的男婴都要被杀死。
And when you're a slave like that in Egypt, when you're in bondage to the Pharaoh, you have no free will.
在那时候，如果你是奴隶，你是以色列人，是个奴隶，是法老的奴隶，你一点自由都没有。
You don't even enjoy your own children because they could be killed.
你不能享受你自己的孩子，因为他们可能被杀死。
You don't even enjoy going to work because you work from sun up to sun down and you're told exactly what you should do and there's no pay.
你也不会享受你自己的工作，因为从早日出到日落，你所做的就是一样的事，而且你不能得一点工价。
And when you're a slave to Pharaoh, you have no future.
因为当你在法老的奴隶的时候，你毫无前途。
When you're enslaved, you have really no free will.
因为当你是做奴隶的时候，你没有自由的意志。
And God comes to these slaves, perhaps 1.8 million slaves, over 600,000 men, and He says, "I want to give you freedom."
所以神来对这60万或者到100万的人，他说，我要来给你自由。
And we see this in Exodus chapter 12. It's freedom through the shed blood of a Passover lamb.
所以我们在十二章可以看到，我们的自由是从那流血的羔羊在逾越节里面来的。
And let's see what God says in verse 3.
我们来看第三节是讲什么。
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, each one of them will take a lamb for themselves, according to their father's household, a lamb for each household.
他说：“你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。”
The most important thing that he's saying to us in verse 3 and verse 4 is nobody's too small, and everybody needs a Passover lamb. Everybody needs the blood applied to the doorpost.
在第三、第四节讲到说，没有一个家是小的，你们每一个家都需要取一只羊来过这个逾越节。
Just very practically, can I say this?
很实际的让我来说一句话。
Each person in this room needs the shed blood of Jesus Christ applied to their doorpost, to their house.
每一个人在这个教会中，每一个人，我们都需要耶稣宝血来洗净我们自己的罪。
I used to ask people a lot, and still do sometimes, are you a Christian?
我常常问人说，你是不是基督徒？
And you get very interesting answers sometimes.
有些时候你会得到一些很有趣的回答。
My daddy was a pastor.
或者说我的父亲是个牧师。
That's not what I ask you. I ask if you were a Christian.
但这不是我的问题，我只是问你是不是一个基督徒。
Well, I go to church.
或者说我去了教会。
I didn't ask you if you went to church. I ask, are you a Christian?
我并没有问你是不是去教会，我只是问你是不是基督徒。
Well, I do deeds, and I'm a good person.
有些时候有人说我是做都是在做好事，是一个好人。
I didn't ask if you were good. I asked if you were a Christian.
但是这不是我的问题，我只是问你是不是一个基督徒。
And the question for us today at this new year, as we study this new year for Israel, is: Do you have you taken the Passover lamb to be your savior?
今天我们在讲到以色列人他们过新年，他们你是不是把这个逾越节的羔羊？
It doesn't matter if you're born in a Christian home, but have you taken Jesus Christ to be your Savior?
我不在乎你是生在一个基督徒的家庭，只是看你自己是不是这个耶稣基督是你的救赎主。
Because the blood applied to the doorpost of each household guaranteed that the oldest in that household would be delivered and the family would be delivered.
因为这血抹在门楣上是。是保证这一家人一定可以 得到逾越节的救赎。
So the verses 3 and 4 says, each family is supposed to take a lamb for their household, and if you're too small, you go with your neighbors and you celebrate this with your neighbors.
所以第三至四节讲说，你们每一家都要取一只羊羔，如果说这个家太小，你就到你的邻居，你们可以一起享用这个羊羔。
Now verse 5 says this,Your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day. And then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it at twilight.
第五、第六节说，要无残疾的公羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取，都可以，要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。This
is to be a perfect lamb.
这必须是一个毫无玷污的羊。It's
going to be killed as a sacrifice.
因为它要拿来做献祭用的。
It's going to be given to God.
必须献给神。
You just don't look over your lambs and your goats and you say, oh, there's one that's crippled, let's sacrifice this one.
所以你不能到你的羊圈里面看看说，哎，这个是跛脚的，所以我们可以把它来献祭。
You just don't take one and say, oh, that one's ugly, something's wrong with this eye, we'll sacrifice this one.
或者你说，哎，长得不好看，有点丑，可以把这个羊拿来献祭。
No, it's for God, and the sacrifice must be perfect. It must be unblemished.
但是因为这是献祭给神的，所以必须要毫无玷污的。
That's why I believe that everything we do for the Lord must be our best.
所以我相信，我们每做的每一样献给神的，都应该是毫无指责。
It's so sometimes we give to God, something we don't like anymore, and we just say, oh, well, let's just give that to the church.
有些时候我们好像就是说，家里面有些什么东西不喜欢的，或者我们不喜欢，我们就说拿到教会去。
I used to work in a mission in Philadelphia.
我以前在费城做宣教的工作。
And I used to see the leftovers from suburban people.
我们常常看到城市的人，他有些剩下的剩余物资。
It was all clothes that we wore 4 years ago.
那些衣服好像都是4年以前的旧衣服。
It was all the big TVs, you know what I'm saying?
或者是一个很大的电视。
And then we gave that to God.
然后我们就把这些奉献给神。
And this lamb that is chosen for sacrifice as the Passover lamb is a proven, tested, perfect lamb.
但是这个献给神，在逾越节献给神的羔羊，却是需要完全证明是最好的。
And people looked over it and they said, is it okay? Does he have a limp? Let's check him. Second day, third day, let's check him again. Let's make sure we feed him right. Is he okay?
所以在这里就讲到，人在选这个羊羔的时候，他不但是选出来，而且要每天观察，看看有什么不合适的地方，要不然他们就不能献给神。
And then after he'd been examined and tested, then he was ready for the sacrifice.
经过他们一段时间的观察跟试验以后，他们才把这个羊羔来献给神。
Now, my brothers and sisters, immediately we come to the table of the Lord, and every Sunday that we partake of communion, we need to be reminded that this represents the body and the blood of Jesus Christ.
各位弟兄姐妹，每个礼拜当我们来到饼杯面前，我们是要实在是要被提醒，这是神的身体。我们真的是要来看我们自己有没有准备好。Jesus
was public in his ministry and he was tested.
因为主耶稣基督他是在人面前传道，他是被人试验的。He
said, look at my words and believe.
他说看我的话来相信。And
he said, if you don't believe my words, look at the works that I do.
如果你们不相信我的话，你就看到我的工作。When
he says, I am the resurrection and the life, he says that only after he's brought Lazarus back from the dead.
他说我是生命的主，我是生命的主，你就复活的主。然后他把拉撒路从死里复活。He
was tested and tried and proven to be the perfect son of God.
因为他被试验，也被证明他是神的儿子。
He said, I am the bread of life.
他说我是生命的粮。
You come to me, you'll never hunger, you'll never thirst again.
如果你来到我面前，你永不饿，也永不渴。
And he says that to us after he's fed over 5,000 men.
当他喂养了5,000人以后，他向我们这样说。
And he was tested and proved two different ways by his words and by his works.
所以我们的耶稣是被试验，也被证明。
And he's the worthy lamb to provide freedom for slaves.
因为他是一个圣洁的羔羊，他是可以给我们自由。
Let's remember that the context of this is a bunch of slaves, a lot of slaves, a nation of slaves.
我们在这边看到是一群奴隶，是一个国家，一个奴隶的民族。
And through the sacrifice of a lamb, there'll be freedom.
但是经过这个献祭的羔羊, 他们就得到自由。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses which they eat of it, and they shall eat the flesh the same night, roasted with fire. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and not any unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
第七节第八节说，各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。
And look at verse 12 and verse 13.
我们再看十二十三节。
This last plague, I will go through the land of Egypt on that night and strike down the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了。
Both man and beast.
无论是人是牲畜。
Against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
又要败坏埃及一切的神，我是耶和华。
And verse 13, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
好，这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这血就越过你们去。
Now I'm a firstborn. I was the first in our family.
我是投生的，在我们家里面我是老大。
And I must have been a kid when I first heard this sermon, because it scared me to death.
因为我第一次听到这个讲章的时候，我还是个小孩，把我吓死了。
How many firstborn are in here?
你们中间有几多少人是投生的
？Yeah, it's great being firstborn. Your mother said you're an example to all the rest of the kids, right?
蛮多的，我相信你妈妈都跟你讲，你是老大，你要做个好榜样。
But somehow I'd heard this sermon about the blood being applied to the doorpost and on the lintel, and if the blood wasn't applied, the firstborn was dead.
就当我听到这时候说你要把血涂在门框上跟门楣上，如果没有的话，这第一个投生的就会必死。
Now I'm sure that that blood of that shed lamb was applied in doorposts in some households, and the dad said, "Go to bed." The blood's on the door. We're going to get up. We're going to eat this, and then we're going to go. And some kids went to sleep.
Okay. 我相信很有在家庭里面，如果说这个爸爸已经把那个门上涂了血，把门楣门框上都涂上了血，然后跟孩子说，好，现在去叫我们起来以后，我们就要吃这要吃的东西，然后我们就可以走。
And I'm sure some of us got up from our beds and just checked to make sure the blood was there.
我相信有些人会起来说看看，哎，看看门上是不是就有血有。
I think I would have gotten up.
我相信我一定会起来偷看一下。
But you know what? I think there were some homes where the little boy said to his dad, "Dad, did you put the blood on the door?"
有我相信有些家里面一定有的爸有小孩跟爸爸讲，哎，爸爸，你有没有把血涂上去啊？
Because next door they're putting blood. Why isn't there any blood on our door?
So, 也许他说隔壁一家怎么门框上有血，为什么我家没有呢？
And I'm sure some fathers said, "Oh, that's that crazy Moses. He's been in the dirt too long. Why are we going to kill lamb? We're going to eat lamb. We're not going to kill him for sacrifice."
但是有也许那个父亲就会跟小孩说，那些都是一些有点疯狂的以色列人，他们的摩西的后裔，他们就是做这些，我们是不需要的。
Go to bed. Tomorrow's going to be like any other day. I've got to work on the pyramids. Go to sleep. You're bothering me.
他就说你赶紧去睡觉。明天早上起来我还要再到去做金字塔。赶紧去睡觉，别烦我了。
That's just that crazy preacher Moses.
因为那是好像一个疯狂的这个摩西在讲道。
The next morning, the houses where the blood was applied, all the family was alive.
但是第二天早上，当所有门框上涂了血的都存活了。
And the angel of death passed over. The blood would not let the angel of death come into that home.
因为灭命的天使刚看到那个膏血在门框上的时候，他们就越过去，不进来。
And Pharaoh's house and the unbelieving house, there was a funeral service that day because oldest son was killed.
但是法老家跟那个所有不信的埃及人，他们那天就举行了葬礼，因为他们不相信血，他们也没有血可以保护他们。
And so the importance of this blood being applied to the doorpost, this blood being applied to my life, is a sign, it's a signal, it's a reality that I can have life in the presence of death.
所以这些在门框上有血的，就是在我生命上有血，羔羊的血的，就证明一件事，我是有生命的，我是神的生命就。
But I want you to notice something this first Sunday of the new year. I want you to notice this, that it's not just the knowledge of the blood, it's the application of the blood.
所以今天在这第一个主日早上，我要跟你们新年的第一个主日早上，我跟你们分享，并不是我们知识上的血，而是我们生命中的血。
Many of us know about the blood.
许多人在我们中间知道这个血的功效。
Many of us know this story.
许多人知道这个故事。
Some of us come to communion every single Sunday.
很多人每个礼拜天都到饼杯面前来领受。
But the knowledge versus the application is the most important thing.
但是如果我们只有知识，我们必须要有行动，我们才这是最重要的。
We don't get to heaven on our IQ,
我们不能因为我们在圣经知识上的丰富，我们能够进天堂。
The righteousness of Christ comes to us through the blood, through faith.
因为公义的神是进借着我们的信来拯救我们。
Now, what happens after the angel has passed over, and there are homes that the eldest has been killed, and there are homes in which everyone's okay. What happens?
这是怎么一回事？如果说这个灭命的天使把头生的杀死了，然后其他人会怎么样呢？
What happens is they eat a food, they eat a meal, and they're ready to go on a hike.
所以他们决定要去吃饭，要去吃他们的饭，然后往外走。
Verses 8 and 9 and 10, we won't read these, but in verse 11, they all talk about with your sandals on, with the food, everything ready to go because you are leaving slavery.
在我们这边看到讲到说你们要穿上鞋，手中拿着杖，要腰间束腰，你们要赶紧离开，因为你们的朝圣路程要开始了。
You're going to the promised land.
因为你们要去应许之地。
You're leaving the land of Pharaoh, the land of bondage. You're going to the land of freedom.
因为你们要离开法老之地，要离开奴役之地，你们要去一个自由的地方。
Eat and get ready to go because you're going to be free.
因为你们要吃这些东西，然后你们要准备好要离开了，因为你们要去一个自由之地。
And throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, this is a great picture of redemption, freedom from slavery.
所以从旧约新约里面，我们可以看到一个最美的救赎的照片。我们要从奴隶之地要进入。
Now, what's the price that was paid? The price that was paid is the blood of the Lamb.
因为我们的代价已经付了，因为就是羔羊的血。
People, can I just tell you one thing? I'm going to tell you anyway, whether you want me to or not.
弟兄姐妹，让我告诉你一件事。
That today in churches across America, across Europe, and maybe even China, people deny the power of the blood.
今天在美国，在欧洲，甚至在中国，人都不注重，都不承认耶稣的宝血功效。
And they will charge us as evangelicals. They say you just have a bloody religion.
因为他们对我们福音派的人说，你们只是一个好像流血的宗教。
They don't like to talk about the sacrifice of Christ. They like to talk about the example of Christ.
他们不提到耶稣基督为我们牺牲的死，他们愿意讲到耶稣基督的生命。
They don't like to talk about the shed blood of Christ. They'll talk about the death of Christ.
他们不愿意谈到耶稣为我们流血，他们只是要讲到耶稣的死。
And they'll call us to follow the life of Christ rather than to come in to experience the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, like Romans 6 talks about.
但是罗马书第六章是说我们要把我们的罪行与主耶稣一同埋葬，再复活。
Now we have a few more minutes. Will you take Bibles and just turn to Romans chapter 6?
我们来看罗马第六章。
Chapter 6.
罗马第六章。
Now I want you to think for a moment. I started out with some illustrations about slavery, physical slavery.
我们可以看到有一些在有一个例子讲到肉体上的奴隶。
Can you imagine a person who has been rescued from being a slave to want to go back into slavery?
你们可不可以想象，当一个人被从奴隶制度里面救出来以后，他还想回到那个做奴隶的光景里面？
We talked about addictions, addictions to gambling, addictions to pornography, addictions to money, addictions to looks.
我们讲到，我在这里是讲到人对赌博上瘾，对色情的杂志上瘾，对自己容貌的美丽上瘾。
Can you imagine a person who has been freed from that wanting to go back into that slavery or that addiction?
你们能不能想象说，当一个人从那样的奴隶制度里面出来以后，他还想回到原来的地？
That's what happens. Many freed people want to go back to slavery.
但是这实在是很真实的，因为许多已经从奴隶里面被放的人还想回去。
You say, Quinto, that's crazy.
所以我们这边讲说，Pastor Quinto, 你
really
有点疯了。真的吗?
Really? Egypt.
但是你看埃及人。
Came a place that Israel said, we want to go back to Egypt. How we long for the leeks and the garlics of Egypt.
所以埃及人在旷野，以色列人在旷野行走的时候，他们呼求说，他们想望在埃及所吃的韭菜大蒜。
Moses, why did you bring us out into the desert to die? At least we had houses in Egypt.
他们向摩西发怨言说，为什么你把我们带到这个地方，我们就死在这里，至少我们在埃及还有房子。
We had no freedom, we had no rights, we want to go back to Egypt, we don't like this freedom stuff.
虽然我们没有自由，我们没有任何的权利，但是我们还是要从这个自由之地回到奴隶之地。
Slavery brings short-term solutions and long-term bondage.
Freedom.
Slavery brings short-term solutions and long-term bondage.
但是做奴隶是在好像短时间我们得到一些解决一些问题，但是在长远看来，我们却是被捆绑了。
If I just do this, I'll feel better.
如果说就好像我做了这一点之后，感觉很好。
I feel so good when I go back to Egypt.
当我们回到埃及的时候，我可能会觉得很好。
I feel really good when I lose my temper.
如果说我发脾气，我会觉得很舒服。
I feel good when I do that activity.
如果我做那些事，我会觉得非常的畅快。
I want to go back to Egypt.
所以我希望我回到埃及去。
And Paul says this.
但是保罗却这样说。
Verse 12 of Romans chapter 6.
罗马书六章十二节。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey its lusts.
他说，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
And do not go presenting the members of your body as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神。
For sin shall not master you.
所以我们不容罪，我们不容罪做我们的主人。
16. Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are the slaves of the one whom you obey?
就他说十六节说，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺民奴仆以至于成义。
Verse 17. But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient to the form of teaching.
十七节说，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了。
And you've been freed from sin.
所以我们今天从罪里面得释放。
We have two choices.
我们现在有两个选择。
We can live in the power of the shed blood of Jesus Christ as free men and women.
我们可以有这样子的，我们可以活在这个在罪里面得自由。
Enjoying the blessings of Christ, enjoying our spiritual gifts, enjoying the body of Christ, enjoying growing in righteousness.
所以我们可以在那边享受我们的得胜，享受我们的自由。
Or we can be slaves to sin.
或者我们可以成为罪的奴仆。
And drink the poison of anger.
然后我们可以在那个就吃了愤怒的毒杯。
Drink the poison of living to ourselves instead of living for God.
或者我们可以为那个毒杯就或我们为自己死，或者是自己活还是活在那个罪里面。
Drink the poison of sacrificing everything to the altar of intellect.
或者我们是在喝的那样的毒杯，是把我们自己陷在那些不该做的事的上。
And you say, well, David, it's working for me. I've got a good job.
所以有些我跟
I want to ask you something.
那我来问你一件事。
100 years from now.
100年之后,
in 2111.
在2110年,
will it matter that you had a good job?
你有没有好工作是很重要的吗?
100 years from now, will it matter that you won the lottery?
100年以后，你觉得你赢了一个乐透是很重要的吗？
100 years from now, will it matter that you are well liked in school?
或者100年以后，你觉得你在学校里面做个好学生是很重要吗？
The only thing that will matter 100 years from now is the blood of Jesus Christ forgiving me for my sin.
真的，100年以后，真正重要的是耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我的罪，原谅我的罪。
And Paul says, then I have a choice. I have a choice either to serve the God who freed me or serve the God who enslaves me.
保罗在这里说，我有一个选择，我愿或者我要侍奉那释放赎我罪的神，或者是向罪。
And the God that enslaves me, just like every game we play on the internet, it comes to the end and says, you are terminated.
控制我们的、奴隶我们的神的面前，我们最后就是被。Game over。因为这个游戏。The
God who frees us says, "Come into my house and enjoy me
forever."但是那个侍奉我们的、爱我们的神却说：“到了我的家中，我们有永，我有永生给你们。”I
want to ask you a question this morning. This is the first Sunday of the new year.
我要问你们一个问题，因为今天是今年的第一个主日。
We just learned about the first of the year for Israel. Where are you living? Are you living in the old years? Are you living under sin? Oh, but I'm a good person. I'm a good Asian, David. You don't understand. I'm a very good, hard-working person.
但是我说 David 你不了解我们，我是这么好的一个亚，我是一个亚洲人，我真的是过得很
Or I'm a good Caucasian.
我是非常好的一个白人。
It doesn't matter.
但是这并不都不是重要的。
The one question that will be asked if we were to die today.
对，有一个问题就是说，如果我今天死了。
What have you done with Jesus, the Passover Lamb?
你是在逾越节的羔羊，你为他做了些什么事？
And we say, well, I know about him. I heard a sermon about him. I know where it's found in Exodus chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 5. I know.
我就会跟他讲说，哦，我知道，我听过他，我也听过这个讲台，我也知道认识他，从出埃及记出，从哥林多书，我都听过他。
And God will say, did you apply the blood of the Lamb to your life?
但是神会问我们，你有没有把听到了这一消息，把羔羊的宝血用到自己的身上？
You say, no, it's just too old-fashioned. I didn't want to do that. The older people did that. I don't want to do that.
但我也许回答说，这实在太老式了，只有那些老人才会做这些事，我不需要做这些。
And across the bottom of the screen, it says game terminated.
但是在那个游戏下面却说，这个游戏已经结束了。
And it's over.
因为就完毕。
I ask you as you enter 2011 that you trust Jesus Christ in his shed blood as your salvation, your from slavery.
今天我在2011年问你们，你们有没有接受耶稣基督的宝血，成为你们自己的救赎主，然后得到自由？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we come here this morning, we will celebrate the bread and the juice.
主耶稣，今天我们早上来到你饼杯的面前，我们要来纪念你的时候。
For 2,000 years, the church has been remembering the death of the Passover Lamb.
因为2000年以来，我们教会总是纪念逾越节的羔羊。
Lord, as we take the bread, as we take the cup,
当我们来领受饼杯的时候。
May we see the Lamb of God whose body was broken like the bread is broken. Whose blood was shed to forgive, to wash away my sins. Oh, Father, I pray that there would be not one person in this room
主耶稣，我真的向你祷告，在我们中间没有一个人
that would think that He's going to heaven because of his parents.
会想到说，如果能够进天堂，因为他有个敬虔的父母。
Because she's in church this morning.
或者是他今天能够来到教会。
Because they're smart.
或者他是很聪明。
But Father, may we humble ourselves before the Lamb of God and receive Him as our Savior.
主啊，让我们谦卑来到你面前，来到羔羊面前，把来接受他成为我们的救主。
May this be the beginning of a new year for us.
愿这是今年的开新的开始。
A new spiritual year.
是让我们一个新的属灵的一年。
If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, will you now invite Jesus Christ into your life?
如果你从来没有邀请主耶稣进到你心中，你愿不愿意今天就接受主成你的救主？
You don't need to raise your hand. You don't need to come forward. Simply ask Christ to come and cleanse you from your sin.
你也不需要举手，也不需要站起来，只是很简单的，请主耶稣进到你面前来洁净你自己。
Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
因为主耶稣说，看哪，我在门外敲门。
If anyone opens the door, I will come in.
如果人愿意开门，我就进来。
You can do that right now.
你现在就可以这样做。
Father, we're thankful that every person that asked your son to come in, every person that trusted in the blood of Jesus Christ at this moment is a believer in Jesus Christ.
所以说我们感谢你，如果任何一个人现在这个时候愿意接受你成为他的救主，接受主耶稣，主啊，这他就是你的孩子。
And Father, we're thankful that you did this to all, to any who come to you.
我们感谢主，因为所有的人能够只要愿意来，你就接受。
We'd never be good enough to earn it.
因为我们不能做任何事情来得到。
Smart enough to understand it.
我们也不会这么聪明的来了解。
Thank you for grace.
谢谢你的恩典。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.